What's up, everybody? Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy world with a little bit of stoic wisdom sprinkled in. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing after something, some elusive feeling of enough? Like you need more stuff, more likes, more recognition to finally be happy? Well, I'm here to tell you there's a whole lot of strength and peace waiting for us right where we are if we just learn to chill out a little. Today, we're diving into the powerful practices of stoic humility and self-awareness because, let's face it, knowing ourselves is half the battle in this crazy game of life. So, buckle up, grab your favorite cup of coffee or whatever keeps you going, and get ready to unlock some serious inner strength. First things first, stoic humility isn't about putting yourself down or thinking less of yourself. It's about recognizing that we're all part of something bigger, you know? We're all connected, everyone has their own struggles and triumphs, and none of us are truly better than anyone else. Imagine if like this. We're all players on the same team, striving for common goals, but with different roles and strengths. Think about those times when you've been overly critical of yourself or others. What if you shifted your perspective? Instead of getting caught up in comparisons, focus on your own journey and growth. Celebrate your wins, big or small, and learn from your setbacks without beating yourself up. Remember, progress isn't always linear. It's more like a winding path with unexpected turns and breathtaking views along the way. Next up, self-awareness is your superpower. It's about truly understanding your thoughts, emotions, motivations, and even those pesky little triggers that send you spiraling. Ever felt that sudden burst of anger over something seemingly insignificant? Or maybe you find yourself constantly seeking approval from others? These are clues. Your inner voice is trying to tell you something. So how do you cultivate the self-awareness? Start by paying attention to your body and breath. Notice those physical sensations, the tightness in your chest, the racing heart, the clenching fists, they're powerful indicators of what's going on inside. Journaling can be a game changer here too. It allows you to pour out your thoughts and feelings without judgment, uncovering patterns and insights you might otherwise miss. Speaking of self-awareness, have you ever noticed how we tend to create these elaborate stories in our heads about situations? We jump to conclusions, make assumptions, and let our minds run wild with what-ifs. But the truth is, those narratives are often just projections of our own fears and insecurities. It's like watching a movie we made up ourselves. We get so caught up in the drama that we forget it's all happening inside our heads. So what can you do about this? Practice mindfulness. Bring your attention back to the present moment, focusing on your senses and surroundings. When those thoughts spiral out of control, gently acknowledge them without judgment and redirect your focus back to the here and now. Remember that time you thought you bombed a presentation? You might have felt like everyone was judging you, but in reality, most people were probably too caught up in their own thoughts and worries to notice your every move. We tend to overestimate the importance of what others think, but trust me, they are probably more preoccupied with their own stuff than yours. Stoic humility isn't about pretending everything is perfect or ignoring your flaws. It's about accepting yourself, strengths and weaknesses, and recognizing that you're constantly evolving. It's a journey, not a destination, a continuous process of learning, growing, and becoming the best version of yourself. So today I want you to ask yourself, what's one thing I can do to practice stoic humility and self-awareness? Maybe it's recognizing a moment when you're being overly critical, taking a deep breath and redirecting your focus back to the present, or simply celebrating a small victory. Remember, even small steps can lead to big changes. Stay curious, keep learning, and let's build that strength, simplicity, and focus together. Until next time, keep it stoic, folks. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a review if you enjoyed the episode, and join the conversation on social media. Let's hear your thoughts and share this journey of wisdom and growth together.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.